from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. New U.S. sanctions target Russia, North Korea, and Iran. President Donald Trump signed into law a measure sanctioning Russia, and Moscow doesn't like it. The sanctions measure, which passed overwhelmingly in the U.S. Congress, reprimands Russia for its Ukraine policy and alleged meddling in last year's U.S. election. Now, the meddling is a charge that Russia has denied, but U.S. intelligence agencies all say they did. Vasily Nebenzia is Russia's new U.N. ambassador.
I really wonder, is there anything in this world today which Russia is not guilty of? Some of U.S. officials were saying that this is a bill that might encourage Russia to cooperate with the United States. To me, that's a strange sort of encouragement.
White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said Mr. Trump signed the measure into law in the interest of national unity, despite what she called significant flaws and unconstitutional provisions. Hal Brands is a professor of global affairs at the Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies.
President Trump really had no choice but to sign the sanctions bill for two reasons. The first is that given the suspicions of collusion between his administration and the Russian government during the 2016 campaign, for him to have vetoed the bill would have simply sent those suspicions into overdrive and caused significant political damage. The other and more pragmatic reason is simply that the bill passed by veto-proof majorities in both the House and the Senate. So he could have vetoed it, but it simply would have been passed into law regardless over his objections.
Russia's defense ministry, by the way, announced today the start of a new local ceasefire in Syria that covers an area north of the city of Homs. Ministry spokesman Major General Igor Konashenkov said the truce was going into effect at noon local time. This is VOA.